Shabelle Media Network, Horn Afriq, and IQK, a Quranic radio station, were all shut down by a Somali government decree. This is the second time that these three radio stations have been targeted in the past 6 months. No reason has been given for this latest closure. But announcer Mohamed Kawashito of Radio Puntland, that operates in the semi-autonomous northern region of Somalia, says private radio stations are shut down when they criticize the government. The stations have in the past been accused of pro-Islamic bias.
Several times the traditional government had banned the Shabelle radio, Horn Afriq radio even. We don't know the reason, but I think sometimes the local station or local media pointed the bad situation in the central government.
Tuesday, Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi paid a surprise visit to Mogadishu. Mr. Meles' trip was aimed at boosting the morale of his troops, which invaded and occupied Somalia in December, as well as that of Somali Prime Minister Ali Mohamed Gedi, who survived a fourth assassination attempt on Sunday. But the secretive nature of the unpublicized Meles trip only underscored how dangerous and violent the Somali capital is. Nairobi-based Somali analyst Dawdi Awais compares Meles' trip to the surprise visits by US President George Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair to Iraq, which he fears Somalia is starting to resemble, especially in the increasing numbers of suicide attacks against targets regarded by some as supporting a foreign occupying force. Awais says the only solution to Somalia's problems is through negotiations, not violence.
The best way forward is to have negotiations, because if, as I know, the problems, all these problems are well known, so if they discuss it deeply, a solution can be obtained. But the military solution always will not be the best option to solve all these problems. Because if you try to defeat one side or to exclude one group from the cabinet or from the government, it means that that group, according to their clan lines, they are going to regroup. It can take for them 2 or 3 years and they can come back. So the problem is there again.
Awais believes there's little hope that progress will be made at the National Reconciliation Conference, due to open on June 14th. The transitional government has said it will not talk with the Islamic courts, ousted in December. And the Islamic courts say they will not come to the negotiating table until Ethiopian troops withdraw. Katie Magiro for VOA News, Nairobi.